Mike Wiggins with the Bad River Tribe says they've been extremely frustrated with state officials rushing to approve what would be the largest open-pit iron mine in North America. He says the mine will decimate the Bad River headwaters they rely on for drinking water and wild rice cultivation. Wiggins says lawmakers ignored the tribe's concerns when passing an iron mining bill, which he says ties the hands of the Department of Natural Resources. He says it's clear the state isn't interested in working with the tribe, so they're moving on.
And that's kind of where we're at in Bad River to a certain extent. We're washing our hands of the state.
Wiggins hopes the tribe will get more cooperation from the federal government. He says a recent letter from the Army Corps of Engineers saying it can't work with the state because of stark differences in permitting regulations is very encouraging.
Without the feds doing that and looking at a tilted, jilted landscape like that, as far as the permitting goes, what would be left would be something very undesirable and something very awful by way of direct action in those hills.
But Wiggins says there has been some frustration with the federal government, too, with regard to one of the tenets of tribal treaty rights called trust responsibility. It states the federal government has a moral obligation to protect tribal lands, but Wiggins says they haven't seen any examples of how that might happen. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.